USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NASCAR's only full-time black driver, Bubba Wallace, is reacting to the FBI probe into what appeared to be a noose found in his garage at Talladega Speedway last Saturday. The FBI now says it's determined that Wallace was not the target of a hate crime, and the rope had been hanging in that garage since late last year. Wallace says he disagrees with claims that the rope was simply a pull rope for the garage door, and he denies claims that he has exploited its discovery.
And in my statement on Sunday night, this will not break me. None of the allegations of being a hoax will break me or tear me down.
He was speaking on CNN. Major League Baseball will return with a shortened season. The Players Union says all issues that were holding things up have been resolved. The commissioner says the season will kick off either July 23rd or 24th. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell criticizing protesters who've been vandalizing and tearing down statues of founding fathers. Speaking on the Senate floor yesterday, the Kentucky Republican said, "We can't let angry mobs carrying rope act outside the rule of law," adding,
"Well, Madam President, there could be no clearer sign that these far-left radicals have severed any connection to the righteous cause of racial justice."
And President Trump says Democrats are trying to destroy America's heritage. Speaking at an event in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday, he bemoaned tearing down statues and desecrating monuments amid the demonstrations against police brutality and racial injustice. He said tearing down statues is the action of totalitarians and tyrants. Stock futures are pointing to a negative open today, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is putting a lot more money in his campaign coffers. Biden and former President Barack Obama joined to hold a virtual fundraiser last night, and it pulled in over $11 million, Biden's most lucrative fundraiser yet. Obama said there's nobody he trusts more to heal the nation than the presumptive Democratic nominee. A court in Missouri is ordering Johnson & Johnson to pay more than $2 billion over findings that its talcum powder caused ovarian cancer in women. Tuesday's ruling slashing a previous decision of $4.69 billion from 2018. The court pointing to memos dating back as far as the 1960s indicating Johnson & Johnson was aware of the risk of talcum powder and asbestos. And a Pennsylvania Supreme Court will hear Bill Cosby's sex crimes appeal. The 82-year-old serving 3 to 10 years behind bars after a jury found him guilty of drugging and raping a woman at his home in 2004. The court plans to determine if the 2018 trial judge's decision to allow other accusers to testify against Cosby was prejudicial. It will also determine if the judge improperly allowed testimony by Cosby that may have been self-incriminating. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.